morning I'd like to address a fairly obvious principle. More importantly, it's a biblical principle that God has commanded us to obey. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 26. And fear not, I will clarify as we move along. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 26. The Bible reads, "Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in control. You are God and Lord of all. And all that you do allow into our lives has a purpose and is usable by thee to transform us into your image. So I ask and pray as we assemble in this place at this time and look into your holy word. Help us to glean, help us to learn what you have for us this morning. And we praise you and thank you for the fact that, yes, you do make no mistakes. You will be glorified. You have a purpose in all that you allow. And will help us to be responsive to your word this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Here in verse number 26, the usage of the word brethren is mentioned. If you back up to verse 25, the Bible reads, "Brethren, pray for us." And then in verse 26, it follows, "Greet all the brethren." Now, within the scriptures, within the Bible, whenever you read of the word brethren, it is in reference to those that are related. And specifically, it is in reference to those that have received Jesus Christ as their own personal Saviour. The Bible teaches us that we are the brethren. Whether you like it or not, if you are a Christian, you are my brother or you are my sister in Christ. You're stuck with me for eternity. And I'm stuck with you, may I remind you. We are related one to another as Christians. Therefore, you'll find in the scriptures often God's people being referred to as brethren. And that's why you might find amongst some of us, we use the word brother, we use the word sister, because it's for that fact. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And often when the Apostle Paul addressed the churches, he addressed them as the brethren. Now, the word brethren is used in a generic sense. It encompasses male and female, strictly speaking. He's not being segregated. He's not just addressing the males and ignoring the females. So fear not, ladies. It's used in a generic sense. The brethren is in reference to those of us that have received Jesus Christ as our own personal Saviour. There was a time in our life that we acknowledged that we were sinful. We were undone. We were unclean. And we understood that there was nothing that we can do in our own strength to save us from sin's penalty and sin's power. And yet we chose to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and that he rose again. And upon that belief, we repented. We repented of our wickedness. We turned from our own ways and we turned to Jesus Christ and received Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And the Bible teaches us in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, "But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, the brethren." We are born into God's family by faith in Jesus Christ. So often when you find the scriptures making reference to the brethren, 99.99% of the time, especially within the New Testament, it is in reference to Christians. And here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 26, the Apostle Paul commands this group of people to greet one another. Brethren, pray for us. And then in verse 26, "Greet all the brethren."
with a holy kiss. If you'll take your Bible, please, and turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. This issue of greeting one another is a simple yet profound medium for the child of God to say to that individual, I love you, and the love of Christ abounds in my heart. Here in Romans chapter 16, verse number 3, it reads, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Then note there in verse number 4, who have for my life laid down their own necks, and to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Then note then verse 5, likewise greet the church that is in their house. Then note then verse 6, greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Here in Romans chapter 16, we find that the Apostle Paul commends and greets a number of individuals. He greets and acknowledges those that have had a help, that have helped him in his ministry in verse number 3. In verse number 5, he greets those that he loves. And then in verse number 6, he greets those that have labored with him. And then in verse number 7, he greets those that are related to him. So we find greeting in the life of the great Apostle Paul. And brethren, if we are to demonstrate our love towards one another, then you and I, as Bible-believing Christians, must obey the command to greet one another. We need to greet one another. Within the time of the scriptures being written, there were four main ways that you greeted a person. The lowest level, or the most sterile level of greeting, was basically an acknowledgement of somebody's presence, and no physical contact was made. That's the lowest level of greeting within the biblical setting, the biblical times. And then there was the next level of greeting where people kissed one another on the cheek. One would hold that individual's shoulders and they would give them a kiss on the left and right cheek. That was the next level of greeting that you would set aside for some. And then those that you were more closer to, i.e. your wife or your son or your cousin or your mother-in-law, you would kiss them on, you would hold them on the shoulder and you'd kiss them on the lips. Then there was the highest level of greet, where you really conveyed honor and respect and love to that person, and this is where you bow down before that individual. You bow down before them. So those were basically the four different mediums of greeting people within the biblical setting. Now, the point I'm trying to make is this. I'm not saying that we need to go around and kiss one another on the lips. We would rather you not. Lest it's your own wife. Alright? And you young adults, you do not need to practice. You will know exactly what to do when you say, I do, at the marriage altar. And all of God's people said, amen to that. Alright? So that's not the point. Get my point this morning. My point is simply this. The Bible teaches us that we are to love one another. And we can demonstrate the love of Christ that is in our heart by greeting one another. That is the point. That is the principle that the Apostle Paul is trying to stress. And there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it was more a custom within that biblical setting and time for people to kiss one another. And you understand that in some cultures, that is their predominant means of greeting. They will give you a kiss, whether male or female, short or tall, black or white, they will lunge out, they will try and kiss you. That is how some cultures are, and that's okay. But the point is this. I'm not saying that's what we need to do one with another, but the point I'm trying to make is this. The principle, the biblical principle for you and I as Bible-believing Christians is that we need to reflect the very love of Christ that's in our heart by acknowledging and greeting one another. There are many ways you can greet, and I've just given you some examples. The issue is not which way you greet, the issue is that you and I as a Christian show our love towards others by greeting one another. And when you and I greet one another, number one, we do this. Listen carefully. You acknowledge that person's presence. Put up your hand if you like to be ignored. Nobody likes to be ignored. And when you greet a person, whether it's a handshake, or whether it's good morning, you are acknowledging their presence. But when you and I, when we find ourselves in our own little micro world and do not greet one another, then we are not acknowledging that person's presence. In Luke chapter 1, verse number 40, when Mary visited Elizabeth, she greeted her. She acknowledged her presence. And we find in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 15, that as people found the Lord Jesus in their presence, they saluted him, the Bible teaches us. They acknowledged his presence. So we are commanded to greet one another because the Bible teaches us that we need to convey our love for Christ towards others, and we do so by acknowledging one another's presence. When you and I go mad and just say good morning, hello, and shake hands with people, we are acknowledging them as real people. And I think you would agree with me, we like that. Nobody likes to be ignored. It's a biblical principle. So we acknowledge one another's presence, and secondly, when we greet one another, we are conveying a measure of respect for them. We are conveying a level of respect for that individual. When the Apostle Paul constantly, throughout his writings, he addresses individuals, when he greeted Priscilla and Aquila, would you agree with me that he had a measure of respect for them? He not only acknowledged their existence, and we all like to be acknowledged that we are really here. That's natural. There's nothing wrong with that. But when the Apostle Paul greeted individuals or when he greeted a church, he was conveying a measure of honor and respect. It's a personal demonstration of love when we greet another. We not only acknowledge that person's presence, but we also convey a measure of respect. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily bow down before them. It doesn't mean that you have to necessarily kiss them on the left and the right side of their cheeks. We're not saying that. But whether it be a shaking of hand, or whether you ladies tend to be more prone to give fellow ladies a hug and a kiss, and that's quite acceptable, I believe. Ladies with ladies. But the principle is this. When you and I greet one another, we're saying, I love you. I want to reflect the love of Christ to you. See? Now, I don't believe it's wrong for you and I. If you walk by a complete stranger on a nature ship, I don't think it's wrong to say, good morning. Or if you're sitting on a public bus in your own little world, with your plugs in, and so-and-so sits beside you, I don't think it's wrong to unplug and say, hello. Now, they might fall over and have a heart attack, but that's beside the point. You can at least say at their funeral, well, I just tried to show them that I love them. And don't we live in a very stiff and sterile world where everybody is so questioning? And I think we as God's people have a unique opportunity to reflect the love of Christ by simply smiling and saying hello. And you'll be amazed how many people appreciate that. It's a biblical principle. And God will bless it. And especially for you and I that know Jesus Christ as Savior, in the midst of God's people, in the midst of God's family, we are commanded to greet one another. Now the question is asked, when do you greet? Well, we find in the scriptures examples of people greeting one another at the point of first contact. There in the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse number 4, we read of Boaz greeting his workers at the beginning of the day. And also we find countless examples in the scriptures where a greeting was given upon departure. Bye. God bless you. God's peace be with you. I'm praying for you. That's a greeting. So if you study the scriptures, you'll find that God commands us to greet one another, and the Bible commands us that we are to greet one another at that first point of contact, but also, that is not enough. In the scriptures, we see time and time again, there are greetings given at the conclusion of interaction. The Apostle Paul said to the church of the Thessalonians, greet all the brethren. Pass on my greeting to them. The Bible makes reference to greeting those in authority. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 24. We are to acknowledge their presence. So it's biblical and correct if you are in a situation where, for example, a policeman walks by, it is your biblical duty to say good morning to you. Hello. Because they have designated authority given to them, ultimately from God. In 3 John verse number 14, the Bible makes reference to greeting friends by name. Let's quickly go there. John, 3 John, please. Just before the book of Revelation, Jude, just before that, 3 John. But I trust I shall shortly see thee. We shall speak face to face. I like that, face to face, not Facebook. Amen. We shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends, salute thee. Note this next little phrase. Greet the friends by name. There's good theology. Greet the friends by name. Well, ask them, what's your name? Amen. Start a conversation, what's your name? Nice to meet you. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. What can I do for you? Greet the friends by name. So in other words, there are two applications I'd like for us to draw out here. And that is, if we really see one another as friends, as brothers and sisters in Christ, then we will greet one another. And if you and I are to show ourselves friendly, then we will greet one another. But note there, the Bible teaches us, greet the friends by name. People like to hear their names. I like to hear my name, and you are just as vain. Yes, we are. That's how God's made us. We have an identity. And we like for people to identify our identity. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we have names. Nothing wrong with that. It's natural. It's biblical. And the Bible teaches us that we have to greet one another as friends by name. So when you have a situation that you know that person's name, instead of just saying, good morning, you can say, good morning, Jason. That has greater impact. Amen. See? That's a biblical principle, that we are to greet one another. Listen, brethren, we live in a very stiff and unfriendly world, do we not? Terrible. And the Bible teaches us that we can reflect our love for Christ and that we are God's disciples by loving one another. And that doesn't mean that we roam around hugging and kissing everybody. But it does, the Bible does teach us that we are to greet one another. We are to acknowledge one another's presence. And you know what? If you choose to do that, the Bible teaches us in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, he that has friends must show himself friendly. You want to have more friends, be friendly. Oh, Pastor, I don't have many friends. Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. Pastor, you're being awfully mean. Yes, I am. It's your fault. My Bible teaches me you can have as many friends as you like. You just got to be friendly. See? It's as simple as that. And when you and I are sincere and we're spirit-filled and our heart overflows with the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can only but greet one another. Amen. It's how we reflect Christ. You understand, not every time is the time or the given opportunity to present the gospel fully. But you can certainly bear witness of Christ by being friendly, amen, by greeting, by smiling. The Bible commands us to greet one another. And constantly we find in the writings of the great apostle Paul that he acknowledged and he greeted the brethren. And back here in Romans chapter 16, we have a whole chapter devoted to acknowledgement and greeting the brethren. You read the word greet. You read the word salute time and time again. Because the Apostle Paul simply wanted to convey to this group of people, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm concerned for you. In Acts chapter 20, please, verse 37. So the Bible commands us that we as Christians need to communicate the love of God in our hearts by greeting one another. We greet one another upon initial contact. We greet one another upon departure. We greet one another by name. We greet our friends, the Bible teaches us. We show ourselves friendly by greeting one another. Here in Acts chapter 20, verse 37, the Apostle Paul is addressing the pastors of the church at Ephesus. In fact, let's back up to verse number 35 and read from verses 35 to 37. It reads, "And I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell upon Paul's neck and kissed him." The Apostle Paul made a special appointment to meet with this group of pastors. And as he did so, he shared his heart, he shared his concern for these men and the believers within that church fellowship. And the point I'd like to make is this: when you and I greet one another, beyond just expressing God's love that is in our hearts, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we are conveying genuine concern for that person. In other words, a biblical greet should be done so with a heart of concern for that person. So as I acknowledge you, I greet you. I greet you with good morning. I should do so embedded with concern for you. I'm not to do it mechanically. I'm not to do it because that's what Pastor told us to do. But I greet you from a heart of concern for you. That perchance that you are to greet an individual and that person responds by saying to your greet, "How are you today?" And that person happens to respond absolutely miserable. Now what are you going to do with that? Most of us switch off after we say, "How are you?" Because we say it so mechanically, we sound like that the recording on our telephone. "How are you?" Yeah. Follows me. Yeah. I like to say to people, "If you don't really care how I am, don't say it. Amen. Just say, hello." Yeah. Stop begging a question. So when you say, "How are you?" Well, wait for a response. Yeah. And be ready for it. They might say, "Miserable. Horrible. I've had a horrible week." Then what are you going to do with that? It's an opportunity, exactly. If your heart is right with God and you understand why we greet one another, because we're showing love towards others, and that means we're concerned about people, and thereby if somebody responds by saying, "I've had a horrible week," then you can simply respond by saying, "How can I pray for you? Is there anything I can do? Do you want to talk it out?" We're to greet one another. It demonstrates concern. Go to Luke chapter 15, please. I'm almost done. Pastor, this is an unusual message this morning. Well, it might be, but it's a Bible message, I think. It's so simple, yet so profound, I think we can tend to miss the point as Bible-believing Christians in failing to greet one another. Here in Luke chapter 15, we find the story of the prodigal son. And we see the principle of greeting used within the context of restoration. So we find within the scriptures that greeting is a way that we can convey concern to one another. But also note here in scriptures that the Bible uses the principle of greeting in the context of restoration. Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, note this is wonderful. His father saw him. The father noticed the son before the son noticed the father in the distance. His father saw him and had compassion. And note, and ran.
Amen.
Didn't walk.
Amen.
Ran. Where did he run? Didn't run away. He ran towards his son. But has come home and fell on his neck and kissed him. That's compassion. That's an affirmation that Father forgave Son for his waywardness. And when you and I greet one another, it's just a way that if there has been tension within our relationships or there has been a disagreement within our relationships, then we are conveying via that greeting, I love you. And I'm over it. See? And the Bible teaches us as the Son was afar, the Father was looking out for him, and the Father saw the Son. Didn't go back inside and sit on his lounge and say, well, that miserable, wretched son of mine, I told him he can come and he can fall at my feet and then I might forgive him. Was that the Father's attitude? No, the Bible teaches us. The Father saw him. He was moved with compassion. He ran towards him. And when he arrived in the presence of the Son, the Bible teaches us, he hugged him and he kissed him. He greeted him. A greeting of restoration. So when we greet one another, we should be conveying concern. And also when we greet one another, we might be conveying, I've forgiven you. Everything's okay. I know we've had a disagreement. I know we didn't agree the other day, but good morning, Jason. It's okay. I've gotten over it. You see what I'm saying? Let's be honest. When we have a disagreement with an individual and we're still stewing it over, we don't tend to want to greet them.
Right. Amen.
You can say amen.
Right.
Besides Brother Jason, you can say amen.
Amen.
You know, it's true. We tend to avoid them and go the opposite way. Oh, the pastor, we're Christians. Yeah, I know. We tend to avoid them and go the opposite way.
Amen.
Greeting one another. The pastor, what if I can't greet that person? Well, what do? I would suggest, number one, you pray for them. Good place to start. James chapter 5, verse 16. Secondly, I would suggest that you forgive them. Colossians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. And then last but not least, biblically, I would suggest that you resolve that issue, that offense. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. Get it right. Sort it out. Deal with that issue. Listen, we all have family members that haven't spoken to one another for years. Ha ha ha. Am I right or not? And you might be one of those. You haven't spoken to so-and-so for years, but yet you call yourself a Christian? That's a shame, isn't it? Brethren, we are called upon to greet one another. Why do we greet one another? Because it is a means by which we convey the love of Christ that's in our hearts. And when you greet somebody out of genuine concern, you are conveying the love of Christ, God commands us to greet. And when you greet a person, you're acknowledging their presence and you are conveying a measure of respect for that individual. When you ignore a person or you refuse to greet, then you are really saying, I have no respect for you, I have no regard for you. May God help us to greet one another.
Amen.
And in a day that's full of so much coldness and hypocrisy and betrayal, may God help us as Christians to convey the love of Christ that's in our hearts by simply greeting one another. And I'm not saying run around, hug and kiss everybody. Let's be appropriate, okay? That's beside the point. The point is, we need to acknowledge one another's presence. And I can say to you, I love you as a Christian by simply saying good morning. Hello. How are you? How are you today? Is there anything I can do for you? Bye. Peace be with you. God bless you. I'm praying for you. It's all greeting, and God will bless it for His glory. Let's bow for prayer.